And welcome back. The first Big Eyes, Big Minds St. Louis International Children's Film Festival is happening at the St. Louis Zoo. It continues Saturday, February 18th and 25th, and includes an animator spotlight on Friday the 24th. Mabel Gahn is the creator of the festival. Contributor Steve Potter has more about the event, which features everything from award-winning animated work to films produced by children themselves.
The festival is made up of four separate programs, each one a series of short films from countries around the world. Mabel Gahn started the festival in Singapore, and she's here now. Welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you.
You call the festival Big Eyes, Big Minds.
When I think of kids, I think of Big Eyes, Big Minds, because they, you know, they have bigger eyes, and you know, there's so much potential for their minds to grow.
And they're curious and eager to learn, I guess.
Yes.
Unlike some of us adults.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're from Singapore originally. How did your love for storytelling begin?
So my first job was actually in film distribution.
Uh-huh.
And as part of my job, I attended film festivals and watched so many films. And that inspired me actually to become a filmmaker. And so I went to graduate film school, and then I worked, I did directing work for television.
But there's a reason you came to the United States, because filmmaking wasn't really a hot endeavor in Singapore, at least at the time. Would that be right?
Right. So it was sort of a foolhardy kind of pursuit, because there wasn't a local film industry. But I came to the U.S. to pursue a graduate degree in filmmaking. And then I actually returned to Singapore and worked in television. And I was still in Singapore when, you know, I had my son. And we were on a vacation in Melbourne, Australia. And there was a children's film festival playing around the corner from our hotel. And so we bought some tickets. You know, we were on vacation. And I was just blown away. I mean, I totally fell in love with these films.
And not only you, let me jump in, your son too. He was only five at the time. And weren't you kind of worried maybe he wouldn't be so interested in doing this with you?
Oh, no. I mean, I think what was so positive about that experience was that we were both so into the same thing, and we could connect through the films. And here I was, I felt like I was more or less a sort of a jaded filmmaker, you know. And these films blew me away because they were short and so simple, and yet the storytelling was so powerful. And I just felt that the stories were so pure. And I just, you know, told my husband, I said, you know, when we go back to Singapore, I'm starting a children's film festival.
Before you went to this children's film festival, though, what kind of films had you been involved in?
So I made a feature film in Singapore. It was the story, because in Singapore, national exams are really huge things. People really organize their entire lives around these exams and perceive these exams as like the make or break of your entire life.
What exams are you referring to?
So this particular exam in my feature film was about a girl taking her O-levels exams, which you take at 16 years old.
Oh.
It's just one step in the entire process.
I see.
So, you know, it's a drama. It's 1 hour long. You spend a long time developing your scripts and characters. And so, you know, the films that I had been watching and trying to write and trying to make were sort of long, serious films.
Right.
And so something about these children's films, you know, which are so refreshing and fun to watch and tell such short, simple stories. I mean, that to me, I just fell in love with them. I just never saw films that way.
Going before. Back to your five-year-old son with you at this film festival, and, you know, they kept his, you know, young kids sometimes have short attention spans. So what is it about these short films that can keep a five-year-old or kid of any age entranced?
Well, the films are very vibrant. And if you put any toddler, in fact, in front of a TV, you will see that, you know, there's something magical about moving images that just captures, you know, children's attention. I mean, my husband and I joke that if we wanted to talk to our son, what we should do is record ourselves and then put ourselves on TV. Because if it's on a screen, they will watch and they will pay attention.
Yeah.
So it's really something that the kids immediately pay attention to, and they are completely captivated by, you know, the screen. So you see kids these days, they're always watching things on iPads, on television. And so when they come to the film festival, I think that they are already what you call expert consumers of media. Uh-huh. But there is something different about the films that we hope to bring to them. We hope to bring to kids stories that are really told from the heart, told by independent filmmakers.
And because you want the films to spark dialogue and to figure in on critical thinking, correct?
Yes. That is something that is definitely a wonderful aspect of the film festival, which is to encourage kids to become critical consumers of media. And also there's the opportunity through storytelling, you know, in such a captivating medium to affirm positive values with kids. And I want to add that increasingly important for children's film festivals, I feel, is to show, you know, when you have a film festival and you're bringing films from all over the world and you're putting it in front of children who themselves may be from different cultural backgrounds, and you watch everyone laugh at the same things, the kids, it becomes obvious that there is sort of like a shared humanity that transcends cultural boundaries.
Language?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that is a mindset that is very important, you know, to encourage in kids these days.
So you, your husband, your five-year-old saw this children's film festival in Australia. You came back to Singapore and you said, hey, we're going to start one here.
Yes.
How did that work out?
You know, I was just driven by a passion for these films, and I really just charged ahead without a real business plan or much financing or anything. So I just, you know, got a venue, did whatever publicity I could, and it was actually, it was amazing, the turnout for the first weekend. It was very heartening. We sold out all our shows. People were calling to complain that we didn't have enough shows for them. So that was a really positive experience.
And now you're in your seventh season in Singapore, and you're still running that.
Yes.
Well, you moved to St. Louis. What brought you here?
My husband's job, actually. He's teaching at Lindenwood University.
Well, we benefited from that, I guess, because you moved here and you decided that your film festival would be a good fit here. How did you end up partnering with the St. Louis Zoo, and why them?
Okay, so zoos, I just have a personal love for zoos. I think they're great places. And they are our ideal partner because the zoo is a great educational place for kids. And it's a place where kids not only learn about animals and the environment, but they also learn, you know, to develop a sense of caring, a sense of empathy, and a sense of responsibility. So I think that made the zoo a very attractive partner for me. And so I approached the St. Louis Zoo, and they were amazingly supportive of the Children's Film Festival. They also felt that it would be a good fit for us to partner together.
We're talking with Mabel Gahn, who has brought the first Big Eyes, Big Minds Children's Film Festival to St. Louis. So the films are from countries all around the world, including this country too. So are they presented in different languages? And how does that work?
Okay, so the films are from over 20 different countries. A lot of them are non-verbal, which is a beauty of, you know, showing kids such films, because the stories come across without the need for language. But also there are films in other languages, and what we do is that we will read the subtitles for the screenings that are for younger kids.
Uh-huh. Well, the festival consists of four different programs. There's a Little Big Adventure, My Furry Friends, Dear Me, and that's D-E-E-R, and Superheroes, Superhero Surprise.
Yes.
Why are they in four categories? I know some are designed specifically for kids in certain age groups.
Right. So Little Big Adventures and My Furry Friends, they are tailored for kids ages 2 to 7, and Dear Me and Superhero Surprise, they are curated for kids ages 5 and up.
I just chose a few from each group. I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about them. And
sure.
They're not all animated, but most of them are animated, aren't they?
Yes, most of them.
All right, from the Little Big Adventures category, we have The Adventures of Yo-Yo. And he's a parrot, and he was created by some young children from Belgium. Tell me about that one.
Yes, it's a very fun film, and the story was conceived by kids. And the story is about Yo-Yo, who wants to go to the Amazon, but he feels that, you know, he needs to learn some things before he goes to prepare for his long journey. So he learns to fly, he learns to read maps, and then when he finally gets there and finds it's a wonderful place, he calls Peter, who's, you know, I think he's Peter's pet, and so he calls Peter and says, "Hey, why don't you come?" And Peter says, "You know, how am I going to do that? You know, I can't fly. I'm not like you." And Yo-Yo says, "You can take a flight."
How long are most of these films? Do they vary in length?
Yes. So the films are as short as 1 minute. And I think the longest film is Mr. Hublot at 10 minutes.
Let's skip to the next category, My Furry Friends. And there's one I'm curious about. It's Mr. K's New House. This guy named Mr. K moves to the country. What's that about?
So this is a short film from Taiwan. And Mr. K is a big-hearted man who moves to the country where he finds that there are many animals who need new homes. So he invites them one by one to his house. And so here he's gone from the city where he finds it very noisy and crowded, and he's moved to the countryside. But then he's brought in all these animals and friends to live with him. And so he's in the same crowded situation again.
Little Monster Ben is from Switzerland, and this one's actually done by kindergartners.
Yes, that's right. It's very cute, and it's actually a cautionary tale about what will happen to you if you make too much noise and make your parents very unhappy with you.
The next one is Dear Me, D-E-E-R. And, you know, you've partnered with the zoo, and you already spoke about the role of animals. And I should mention, a lot of these films do feature animals.
In fact, that was the idea behind the programs at the zoo, that all of the films would in some way relate to animals.
Here's a theme in that category. It's called Spring Jam. It's from New Zealand. And I think it's a theme most young people, or adults too, can identify with. It deals with fitting in.
Yes, that's right. And it's a theme that, you know, we love showcasing at our film festival. It's about a deer who tries to fit in with his bigger pals, and you know, they're rejecting him because he's not as elegant as them. But then he finds a very creative way to impress them.
There's one by a 6-year-old who has a pet chicken, and this one is not animated. The Brunswick Browns.
Yes, the Brunswick Browns was made by the 6-year-old filmmaker. He was 6 years old then, named Ollie, about his pet chickens.
Superhero Surprise is another category. This is for kids 5 and up. And there's one from a young person in Baltimore. I like this, Recycle Man, and he's on a mission to do a couple of different things.
Yes. He's out to catch litterbugs, and he's out to warn you if you're not environmentally friendly in your habits.
I'm not sure if you mentioned, how many films are there altogether, and what's the best way to decide what you want to see?
Okay, so there are over 40 different films, and they are all very fun. I would say that, you know, the age recommendations are just guidelines for parents. Certainly there are kids who are more mature viewers, but that's a recommendation. And so it's just good family fun.
And is this the kind of thing where parents actually attend the screenings with their kids, or the kids come by themselves, or how does that work?
Oh, please come with your kids, because, you know, the warning to parents out there is that they may enjoy the films more than their kids.
You also have a special event as part of this film festival. On Friday, February the 24th, you've invited an animator from Walt Disney Studios. What's that about?
So Jacob Frey, who's a Disney animator, and he's worked on films such as Zootopia and recently Moana. We've screened several of his short films at our film festival in Singapore. And so we're very excited to invite him to come and tell his story about how, as a young boy, he was interested in animation and how he followed his dreams all the way to Disney Studios. And he'll talk a little bit about the craft of animation, show some early sketches of his work, and show how they develop into full animated films.
And every film in this festival is going to be followed by some sort of activity that the zoo's involved in that I think relates specifically to the animals in the film. Are you involved in that part of it?
I'm not directly involved. The zoo education team has done a wonderful job of creating these activities which relate to the films. And one of my favorite activities is the making of stop-motion films.
Mm-hmm. Why are you so passionate about bringing films to children, I mean specifically young children?
It's an amazing experience, really, to share a film with a young kid and just to see that joy and that wonder that they have. And there's just something so pure about kids when they see things and when they learn things.
This all started for you with your 5-year-old son when you went to that film festival back in Australia. How old is he now?
He's 13 now.
And what kind of movies does he like to see now?
He has a very, you know, diverse taste. He spends a lot of time watching YouTube videos. I'm trying to steer him away from that. You know, but teenagers, what can you do?
Mabel, is there a film from this festival or perhaps past festivals that really touched you in some way, made you encourage you to keep doing this?
Yes, certainly. The film that's always stayed with me is a German film called The Little Boy and the Beast. And it's a beautiful story about a little boy who has to take care of a monster. And as you watch the film, you realize that this beast is actually his mom. And then when you meet his dad is also a beast. And what you realize is that his parents had turned into beasts because they had a divorce and they were going through the hardships of a divorce. And this little boy, it's animated, but he seems to be maybe 6 or 7 years old. He's taking care of his parents and he's helping them to recover. And so it ends beautifully when he's able to help his mom to regain her human form. And I think that that's such an amazing film because it talks about the resilience and the wisdom of children, which is something that I really truly believe in.
That's contributor Steve Potter talking with Mabel Gahn, the creator of the Big Eyes, Big Minds St. Louis International Children's Film Festival, which is being held for the first time at the St. Louis Zoo. The festival continues Saturday, February 18th and 25th, and includes an animator spotlight on Friday the 24th. For more information, visit stlpublicradio.org/stlonair.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with 3 local experts about the latest trends in cybersecurity and personal information security on a personal and national level. We'll also look at painter David Anderson's exhibition at the St. Louis Mercantile Library, celebrating life and work on America's waterways. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair.
You're gonna see it's a destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.